And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben, as we get set for the Giants and the Washington Redskins. Now, we've already heard from Coach Tom Coughlin. He's only got six players on the pre-practice injury report today. And as you get a look at this list, it sounds like he's got some optimism that he's got a chance for maybe even all of these guys to have a shot at playing on Monday Night Football. But, Roman, in talking about this primetime game,
right,
it's a huge game for the Giants, a full two-game lead over everybody else in the NFC East. A win against the Skins with only four games after this would put them in great position to grab a chokehold on the division.
And when you look into this week, it's a five-game season, obviously, but this is the most important game because it's the next game. But being a divisional game, you start to separate yourself from the rest of the division. You don't want anyone to beat with an arm's distance of challenging that first-place seed. And again, you can't control what Dallas is going to do or anybody else. But you win against Washington. Like you said, you're pretty much securing your spot this with 4 weeks left to go.
Now, if you're Tom Coughlin, how good do you feel about this team? The Giants just beat a very good Packers team last Sunday. And I think they probably brought their A game two other times this year. Maybe to San Francisco, although it was a bit spotty at times. And then I thought they destroyed Carolina earlier this year. What was the best you'd seen the Giants play?
Well, that second quarter stretch where the Giants went 4-0 was big. But this game, six-week season, it was a game they had to win. And you saw a lot of good things on the field. You saw some good running. You even see Eli Manning scrambling for 13 yards. You saw defensively. You saw the attack get to Aaron Rodgers five times with some quarterback sacks. And then special teams was solid. So this was really the most complete game and a game where they had to win.
A big component to that, Roman, the Giants ran the ball for almost 150 yards against Green Bay, still averaging about a buck 15 or so on the season. But what did you see that made the running game work?
I saw the line of scrimmage being controlled with that interior, you know, Booth, Boston, Steen inside. I saw running backs going to the hole and through the hole and not really getting tackled until they were out 5-8 yards. Again, when you're averaging 4.7 yards a carry, I mean, you're doing everything right, and you're getting it done across the board. Even the receivers, the perimeter, those guys were blocking as well. Martellus Bennett, some of that perimeter blocking on the at the end of the line, all those things contributed to that big running game.
Okay, bad news, though. Andre Brown, broken fibula, gone for at least the rest of the regular season, had 8 rushing touchdowns this year, folks, averaged over 5 yards a carry. Terrain and Lumpkin have been brought in off of the street. That also means that David Wilson, the rookie, who's got 2/3 of his touches this year as a kick return guy,
right,
is going to be thrust more into that role.
Well, as Tom Coughlin alluded to in the press conference, he said, hey, young man, you're up. Your first round pick, he got drafted, came in here to do a lot, had some big runs this year when he did get the ball in spurts. But there's a responsibility that starts to set in to say, now it's my turn. Now I've got to take it seriously. Now I'm showing up at the facilities 15 minutes early. You know, things like that. And then Dave Wilson, he's got all the talent in the world. Now he's going to get the opportunity to get more carries somewhere in that 10 to 15 carry neighborhood. Who knows? But he will get an opportunity that a lot of people have waited for him to get this part of the season.
All right, let's talk about the passing game for a second, Roman. And Akiem Nicks against the Packers caught his second touchdown pass of the season way back when it was, when he had that first one against Tampa in week two.
Right.
How much does he look like the real Akiem Nicks to you again?
Well, it was good to see Akiem Nicks being targeted 13 times. He caught 5 balls, I believe, 77
right.
yards. He's not creating that separation that we're used to seeing, but he's getting closer and closer to being the Akiem Nicks that we've seen last year and the years prior. So he's getting closer. And then this is the part of the season, Paul, from the holidays, is where you want to be playing your best football, where you want to be healthier. But Akiem Nicks is a critical key to that factor.
Well, hopefully for him, the knee and ankle injuries will not flare up again over the final month of the season. And hopefully Eli Manning will be able to throw to a healthy receiver. 3 touchdown passes and no picks against the Packers. His finest performance in a month.
Yeah, and in a game where he needed to have that kind of a performance. But one thing I love to see on Sunday was the quick passes. You saw a screen pass to Ahmad Bradshaw that went 59 yards. You saw the ball get distributed to different guys and even Reuben Randall. So you saw a lot of different guys get involved. But again, smart plays from Eli Manning, 114 rating, no interceptions. That's the kind of game that he desperately needed.
And then on defense, let's talk about what happened to the other quarterback in the Green Bay game, Aaron Rodgers. He got sacked 5 times. The Giants had 7 quarterback hits. And how about the patented strip sack by O.C. Uminyura?
Well, that's something the Giants fans have missed. I mean, O.C. is closing on 75 sacks on his career. But again, coming into that game, Aaron Rodgers had been sacked 32 times. So you knew that the offensive line was a little vulnerable for Green Bay. But one thing I loved about that is is a lot of those sacks, you know, three of them came from Chase Blackburn and Mathias Kiwanuka. So the fact that it came from different places, not just your D-line, your JPP and OC, that showed that the defense as a whole was playing great on Sunday.
You know, I know that Perry Fuel doesn't need any advice from me, but I love it when Kiwi's playing on that D-line, Roman. Six tackles and two sacks against the Packers. You can't ask for much more.
No, you can't. I mean, Kiwi's been a guy that's been great. I mean, he's been kind of a lifelong tweener, so to speak, but as long as he has the production, you know, that's what's important for him.
All right, let's talk for a second about the three safety package with Antrell Roll, who played slot for the first time this year against Randall Cobb and virtually rendered him useless.
Look, Antrell Roll, a lot of people don't realize this the significance of him on the defense. You've got to be a blitzer, you play in the box, you've got to cover the slot, so you've got to be able to do everything. And using three safeties helps because you can disguise some of the things that you're doing on the football field. Again, with Kenny Phillips, with Stevie Brown, who's played tremendous. But Antrell Roll did a great job in facilitating all three things in the box, coverage, and blitzing.
And the good news there is that even if Kenny Phillips will tweak his knee in the Green Bay game is unavailable, Will Hill is now back after, you know, his four-game suspension
exactly.
Earlier this year. So they do actually have three healthy safeties, even if Phillips can't go, to execute that three-headed package. When we come back, we will delve deeply into the Washington Redskins and some guy named RG3. I think you've heard about him. Stick with us here on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live here, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. Paul Dottino and Roman open with you. And we're talking about the Washington Redskins. How can you not start with RG3? The guy's been incredible. 67% completion mark. Look at some of these other numbers. 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, which is tied for third fewest in the league. He is unreal.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I mean, you talk about his touchdown to interception ratio. That's 4-1. And he's done that because he's a smart football player. 70% accuracy. So all the things coming into the league that he's done, and he hasn't gotten worn out by seeing these NFL defenses because he's still making smart plays. I mean, week 13, and he's still playing not like a guy who's only had 13 games in the NFL.
Yeah, he was 20 of 28 a month ago in that last second loss to the Giants. This is a guy who has a laser beam of an arm, and he can throw it deep. And, you know, he's got 4 touchdown passes in each of his last 2 games. Now, it all starts, though, with the run for the Redskins because they want to set up the play-action pass, Roman. On first and second down combined, they're running the ball more than 50% of the time.
Yeah, they're the only team in the league, I believe, that actually has more runs than passes. And this is Shanahan's system. This is something that's worked since the Denver days. And you have to make that defense respect the run. And when they run well. They're very efficient, averaging over 4 yards a carry. Alfred Morris is really a beast coming out of that backfield. And you're making those defensive line play 2-gap, so that helps the run as well.
Morris has almost 1,000 yards rushing this year. Remember against the Giants, he had one of his 4 100-yard games. Had almost 100 alone in the first half. And the thing that impressed me about him, Roman, is that he was able to get a lot of yards after contact.
Yeah, again, when you're getting past the line of scrimmage, you're able to get those yards after contact. And I think in that first game, the Giants weren't tackling well, so that's something they're going to have to improve upon. I'm really looking at that second half of that first game the Giants played against the Redskins, how they responded, how they reacted to the touchdowns, rather the passing, sitting in that pocket. That's how you're going to have to play. That interior defensive line, again, Chris Kancey, his first game back, that last Redskins game. This time, you're going to have to be good on the interior and then push those runs to the outside.
Well, the reason that the Redskins are number one in the league running the ball at over 160 yards a game is because their quarterback also does a lot of it. RG3 with that option that he kind of has the ball fake, which is incredible. He's running for over 600 yards a game. How do you stop that, Roman?
Just sound gap integrity. Again, Chris Kancey, the interior defensive line, you got to push that pocket on the inside, force those runs to the outside, and then when they get to the outside, you just hope that they tackle, because if you're not, here comes the play action. Here comes the other things that they do well.
Now, when they do throw the ball, Pierre Garçon had a toe injury and did not play against the Giants in the first meeting a month ago. He is now back. He has caught 2 bombs for touchdowns this year, 88 yards, I think, at 59 yards. He is basically their deep threat. They paid big money to get him in the offseason.
Yeah, and again, Pierre Garçon is a guy who's well-respected as a wide receiver in the NFL, what he did in Indianapolis. He's never going to get the billing of a Megatron or a Larry Fitzgerald, so to speak, but he's very explosive, and he's a legitimate deep threat for Mike Shanahan's offense, and he's going to be very important on Monday night.
And don't forget, Santana Moss has 7 touchdown catches, had 2 against the Giants.
Wily veteran.
Yeah, in that game. And let's not forget on defense, the Redskins, just dreadful. They can't stop the pass. They don't get to the quarterback. They do stop the run real well, as Tom Coughlin said. But, you know, Eli Manning should have a pretty good day.
Well, you go back to that Victor Cruz touchdown, the 77-yarder in that first game. I mean, it shows how vulnerable they are in their secondary. You got guys like D'Angelo Hall, who has some turnovers. But, again, they jump, they gamble, they've given up a lot of big plays, and that's something the Giants are going to have to exploit on Monday night.
Yeah, they've given up 23 touchdown passes, tied with Oakland for worst in the National Football League. Well, that wraps things up for today as the Giants and Washington Redskins prepare to do battle on Monday Night Football. For Roman Oben, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time here on Giants Press Conference Live.